welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series through the Lord's Prayer, looking at the third line of the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And I'd love to spend a few minutes focusing specifically on the line, "Your will be done." You see, I believe that this is where the Lord's Prayer starts to get very real and very personal for the person who is praying it. Because this prayer, this phrase, "Your will be done," is really an act of submission and surrender, where we are denying our own plans and our own desire and our own agenda, and we are submitting ourselves to God's will and God's agenda. We're saying, "God, not my will, but your will be done in my life." And you see, Jesus perfectly lived out and modeled this prayer for us. In the Gospels, we read how hours before Jesus was arrested, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus began to cry out and pray to God the Father. He told his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." And it's because Jesus knew what he was getting ready to face and experience on the cross. And it wasn't that he was afraid of the physical pain of death. Many people died by crucifixion in those days. But he knew that he would have to drink from the cup of God's wrath, that God's judgment would be poured out on him as he took on the sin of the world. He would be separated from the Father and experience the fullness of God's judgment and wrath. And in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, it says this, that going a little farther, Jesus fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." We're told that three times Jesus prayed this, that, "Father, if there's any other way, please take this cup from me." And we see Jesus's humanity on full display here. We see the emotional and mental and spiritual struggle that was taking place. He's saying, "God, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to be separated from you or your presence." But each time Jesus prayed this, he said, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." Jesus perfectly modeled obedience and submission to the Father. He yielded control and surrendered to the will of God in his life. And so when we pray, "God, your will be done," we are yielding control. We are surrendering to the Father, and we are submitting ourselves to God's plan and God's will for our life. And so I'd love to leave you with just a couple questions for you to consider today. The first one is this: where are you struggling to submit to God's will in your life right now? Where are you struggling to submit to God's will? Is it maybe in your dating life? Maybe it's your future plans or the career path you have in mind. Maybe it's your finances and the way you manage your money. Maybe it's in your priorities and your calendar and your time. Maybe it's with how you're raising and parenting your kids. Where are you struggling to submit to God's will for your life? And then the second question is this: why are you afraid to surrender control of that? Like, why are you afraid to yield to what God wants for you? And I think you need to name it. Like, are you afraid of what God may ask you to do if you really surrender your plans or your finances or your future? Are you afraid of what it might cost you? Are you afraid of what other people may think of you? Why are you afraid to surrender control, to yield to God's will for your life? And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. God's will, man, it can be scary. And it can be intimidating and overwhelming at times. And I can just about guarantee that God's will is going to push you outside of your comfort zone. That it's going to require more faith than you want to have. It's going to cost you more than you may want to sacrifice. But being in the center of God's will is the best place that you can be. because you will never experience more joy or peace or purpose in your life than when you are completely surrendered to God's will. And so we pray, God, may your will be done. And we yield control and we submit to his leadership in our life. We pray, God, may your kingdom come and your will be done. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so Father, we come to you today, God, with our desires and our plans and our priorities and our agenda and all the things that we have to do and that we want to do and desire to do. And God, we want to ultimately, God, to yield to your leadership in our life. To submit control, to put ourselves under your leadership. God, our prayer today is that your will would be done in our life, in our world. God, that we would respond with faith and obedience, God, to whatever it is that you may be leading us to do. And God, we thank you for the way that Jesus perfectly modeled this for us, where he prayed, not my will, but your will be done. And so, Father, we love you. We praise you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.